Congress is aiming to help struggling homeowners get better loans. It's part of a far-ranging bill offering a variety of remedies for the subprime crisis. The Senate is expected to approve it as early as today. Critics call it a bailout for the banking industry. But following a report showing a sharp drop in home prices this past spring, senators are eager to go on the record as doing something in this election year. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
It may have been pride of authorship, but the housing bill's Democratic sponsor, Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd of Connecticut, said the stakes couldn't be higher.
There is nothing that is as important as this bill for the country at this moment. That's not to say there are other issues we ought to be grappling with, but there is a great danger we will miss the opportunity of doing something about housing in this country.
Dodd may be guilty of a slight exaggeration, but there's no question the subprime crisis has ravaged communities in many states and led to millions of Americans losing their homes. The overall housing picture isn't much better. A report issued this week measuring home values in April found a decline in the 20 largest cities from year-ago levels. The drop was some 15%. It was driven by foreclosures, which Dodd said the Senate bill aims to staunch.
And that's the opportunity we're going to have in a few short moments, to decide whether or not to go forward and adopt a legislation that would allow us to begin to put a tourniquet on the hemorrhaging of foreclosures in this country.
The measure would allow homeowners facing foreclosure to apply for lower fixed-rate loans backed by the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA. In order to qualify, the original lenders must agree to take a loss on their loan. Sponsors call that a haircut. But critics say it's a bailout of those lenders who made unwise loans. Republican Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina.
I just think the American people need to wake up. This is hundreds of billions of dollars that we're bailing out companies who made bad loans, and it's going to fall back on the American people to pay it.
But Republican Richard Shelby of Alabama, the bill's co-author, dismisses that argument.
That's all rubbish. You know, there's no bail out there. First of all, any lender that cuts a deal with me or you or anybody else, they're going to take a haircut. It has to be voluntary. But it's open to every lender. But in any individual, they qualify. They're going to have to qualify in that deal. A lot of lenders aren't going to want to do that anyway.
In fact, unlike similar legislation passed by the House, taxpayers would not pay for those homeowners who default on their new loans. The backing would come from a new fund financed by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, the government-chartered companies that buy mortgages. The measure would also overhaul the two companies and modernize the FHA. It also includes some $14 billion in housing-related tax breaks for homebuyers and builders. The White House has threatened a presidential veto because of other provisions in the bill. It contains $4 billion in grant money so communities can buy foreclosed homes, which the White House says would reward speculators. But Press Secretary Dana Perino says the administration has been working with senators to try to change the bill. Democratic Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts says that's good.
This isn't a Democrat or Republican issue. I mean, these are folks who are hurting of all stripes, of all walks of life in America. And I think the breadth of that is something that will be felt by the Congress. And it would be at the president's peril that he were to veto it.
Congress had hoped to have a bill on the president's desk by July 4th, but that now looks likely to slide till later next month. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.